At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, and you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, and you run your race, you store up your treasures in heaven, you keep staying obedient to the Lord, and that you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us praise the Lord. Let us thank him today. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for, you know, his grace, mercy, love, and favor. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank the Lord for his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, and just much more things that we can't even keep count of, keep track of. Amen. A lot of people are going through it, feel a little frustrated, but more praising, less complaining, all right? There's a lot going on in your personal life and a lot going on all four corners of the earth. So don't make it all about you. Make it all about the Father and trust in him through your situations. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always encourage one each other, encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always uplift each other in Christ. And let us always have that unity, that love, that togetherness, just, you know, that harmony, peace, and love. Amen. We're scattered all four corners of the earth, and yet we can still serve the same Creator. Amen. He is not finished with us. He's just getting started with us. All right. So hang in there. Be strong and patient. All right, y'all. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together for the Lord and praise him, sing a new song, call on his name, glorify him, you know, all of that. Amen. Got to always worship in truth and spirit. Serve him with gladness and joy. Amen. Always hearken to his voice, y'all, most definitely. Yes, yes. Let us love the Lord our God far of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back at an hour nobody knows but him. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no blemish, no wrinkle. So let the washing of the word do us justice. Amen. Most definitely, let us know the Lord better, be more closer to him, seek his face, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Yes, let us always obey the gospel, obey the word of God, obey the law, statutes, and commandments. All right, spread it to others as well. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all have a blessed day, blessed Sabbath, blessed weekend as well. And I pray that you all had a blessed week overall. All right, just take it one day at a time and got to hang in there, okay? So in today's message, what we're going to do is continue our commentary reading within the book of Genesis, all right? So we'll go through this commentary reading that's based on Adam, all right? So we'll dive into that, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praising his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Most definitely, y'all. So here we go. All right, the title of this commentary is Ruined Adam. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to Eve, to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. The book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. The nights were the hardest for Adam. It was in the quietness of twilight right before he lay down that the memory stirred. Most days he was able to keep himself busy enough. There was much to be done now, and the busyness left him little room for remembering. But sometimes, despite his best efforts, memories of the other place raced through his mind. When he scraped the dusty earth, he sometimes remembered the soil in Eden, green sprouts shooting up from clods that were as warm as blood. Nothing at all like this lifeless soil. Adam often thought back to the sparkling, life-sustaining river in Eden, so great and so wide, so present and yet now so distant. It was also at night when he was lying next to his wife that he felt their distance most acutely. For the first few months, they'd run around the same tree, coming up with the new and inventive ways to blame each other. Now they just concentrated on what it meant to live and survive in this new place. This place that was not quite like home. This place of wild consequences. It was at night that regret stalked him like a wild beast. If only he had known the way things would change between him and this woman, his wife, known how things would change between him and the God who had made him, who used to walk with him through the flesh, through the lush forest and speak with him, known that because of that one bite of fruit, he would one day look down at the face of his dead son Abel, one hand covering the wounds, still wet from the blood that his older son Cain had spilled. If he had known, he would have said something when the serpent offered the fruit. He would have taken the fruit from Eve's hand and thrown it to the ground. He would have led her far away from the tree and that beguiling snake. But instead, he'd been silent. Instead, he stayed in the clearing near the tree, waiting for this. His silence and inaction haunted him. The two of them had worked hard to convince each other that it wasn't a bad life, this new existence. But there were times when memories of what had been glimpses of what could have been came to him, and he fully realized what he had lost. He would do anything not to feel that ache anymore. All right, so that's the commentary, okay? Back to the future. What damaging effects of sin have you seen in your life? Adam traded in paradise. In what ways are you tempted to trade in what God has to offer for a cheap substitute? One of Adam's biggest regrets was his inactivity. He didn't do anything to prevent Eve's actions. How can you guard against evil in your life and fight for a closer relationship with God? All right, so that's just a commentary based on the full story of Adam's creation and also the fall, all right, in Genesis 1 through 4, okay? So it's very important, the choices we make and how we obey God and our activity and being busy and being productive and staying right with the Lord, all right? So we always learn from our situations, all right? So just something to reflect on before we make any choice, that every choice we make either has a reward or a consequence, all right? So let's be more mindful and watchful in these last days that we're in, amen? Most definitely, y'all, all right? So that's just a commentary reader for today, just within the story of Adam and Eve, okay? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Most definitely. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest. King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation. Yes, most definitely, the Lord is my Redeemer, the Lord is my Redeemer. He is my Deliverer. He is our refuge. He is definitely our high tower. Yes, y'all, he is our refuge, y'all. Yes, our good fortress, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, Elohim. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the sustainer. He is the sufficient one. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. The Lord made everything in 6 days, rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation at any given moment. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for the Lord, y'all. Praise him. He definitely is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call on him. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the True Word, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai. Yes, the Word. He is the ultimately living waters, true living water, true Word. His Word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. And his Word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely, we serve an awesome Creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise him. Call on his name. Exalt his name, y'all. Call on his name, y'all. Yes, call on him. Sing a new song, people. Sing a new song. His Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. He is excellent. Yes, he is the Seed of Abraham, promise, Seed of Adam, humanity, Seed of David, kingship, Seed of God, deity, Seed of Jacob, nationality, Seed of Judah, tribe, Seed of Shem, race, Seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree in the authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey. Deliverance, healing, restoration, steadfastness, stability, strength, renewed strength, new dreams, new visions. New fresh starts, new beginnings, okay? I speak that over your life most definitely forevermore. Double portion blessings from now on, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So that's just the word for today, all right? Just a commentary based within Adam and his choices and sin and disobedience and how that still applies to us to this day, okay? So let's be more obedient and make better choices for the rest of our life, amen? I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I just pray that things turn around for the better in your situation, that the Lord keeps looking after you, keep looking out for you and protecting you and those around you, okay? And stay on that narrow path forevermore, all right? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give the priestly blessing as we end this up. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. We touch and agree. Amen. So there you have it. All right. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all, praying for you all. encouragement, strength, hope, love, joy, strength, man. We really need it, all right? Prayers up, prayers up. Y'all stay strong out there. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.